A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
The Bible records in Psalm 71 verse 7, David said, "I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my refuge." When David was saying these things, he was not saying, "I am a wonder unto many," as in wonder. I think you understand what I mean. This wonder that he was talking about here was not a wonder of excellent things. It was not a wonder of marvelous things, where people will marvel, where people will look at him and say, "Wow, you are a wonder unto many." No. The kind of wonder here that he was talking about is everyone was looking around King David and saying, "This is a man who has been a winner right from his youth when he was a shepherd boy. He has been winning battles after battle. He has been a champion. All his life he has been a champion." You know, we see the time when he fought with Goliath and everything was going just a winner. He was a winner. There were times when they wanted to even stone King David. And the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. But here comes the time. Can you imagine your very own family, your very own son? He wanted to take over. And one of your generals, the one that you really trusted most, he said, "Yes, away with you. We are carrying on with Absalom." And the whole of Israel, they were wondering, what is going on here? Where is... Hallelujah. He says in verse 11. I read from verse 10. "For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him, persecute him, and take him. For there is none to deliver him." They were looking around and they say, "Yes, you are a wonder unto men, because there is no one to help you. Even the God that you have been trusting all these years, he is not on your side anymore." Have you been in that situation whereby everything has been going on well and all of a sudden, it looks like the whole world has just crumbled around you? And everyone is saying, "Oh, I thought you were a Christian." Everyone is saying, "Oh, I thought this same God that you've been worshiping, he is your helper. What is going on with you?" Even one of the friends of Job, if we open Job chapter 5, hallelujah. Can someone read from Job chapter 5, please? If you can read from verse 7. If you start from verse 7. Thank you, Jesus.
Job chapter 5 from verse 7. Mm-hmm. "People are born for trouble.
Yeah.
As readily as sparks fly up from a fire.
Mm-hmm.
If I were you, I would go to God and present my case to him. Mm. He does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. Yes. He gives rain for the earth and water for the field.
Mm.
He gives prosperity to the poor
and
protects those who suffer."
Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise. Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you. So this was one of the friends, Eliphaz, who was speaking unto Job. And he said, "You know what? There is a God who does wondrous things. There is a mighty God that you can call upon and he's able to help you in this your situation." But you know what? He was giving wise counsel. But one thing that he did not understand is that all the things that Job was going through, it was not because he had sinned against God. But he was saying the right things. He's saying, "You know what? Have you known Isaiah 40 in verse 28? The Bible says, Have you not heard that this awesome God, the creator of heaven and earth, the possessor of heaven and earth, he does not faint. He does not grow weary. He gives power." This was Isaiah. He was talking. He said, "Yes, his greatness is unsearchable." Hallelujah. Let someone read there, please. Let someone read there. So that I think it's good to read the word of God. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, please. Amen.
Is it Isaiah 40 verse
28.
Okay. Isaiah 40 verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, yes, fainteth not, neither is weary. Yeah. There is no searching of his understanding.
Yes. There is no searching of his understanding. He does not grow weary. He does not grow older. He does not faint. He remains to be the same. That's why he is a wondrous God. The only God who can do wonders in our lives. And King David, what a wonderful man. What a strong man. He said in verse 17, "Oh God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared your wondrous works." He said, it doesn't matter what the enemy is doing. It doesn't matter the people who has conspired together with my son. But one thing that I know is that you are good. One thing that I know is that you do wonderful things. One thing that I know is that you will continue to deliver me. And you will continue to deliver me. You will continue to protect me. And you will continue to protect me. You will continue to comfort me. And you will continue to comfort me. That was his declaration in Psalm 71. That was his declaration. He said, even in this my good old age, one thing that I know is that you, the same God who helped me when I was a young man who was herding sheep right in the bush, you protected, you preserved my life. You are still the same God. Even in my good old age, you remain to be the same. You change not. And I will continue to declare your wondrous works. I will continue to declare your wonderful deeds. I will continue to proclaim. I will continue to broadcast how wonderful, how good you are. My brother, my sister, even in those difficult moments of your life, what are you declaring? Even in those difficult moments of my life, what am I declaring? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And them that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. And Moses, in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, if someone you can open, please, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, and someone open in Deuteronomy chapter 30, in verse, I think it's in verse 19. Someone is there, if you can open, please. And we see what the word of God says.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 20.
19.
Oh, Deuteronomy 19. Oh, 30, 19, sorry. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you.
Yes.
That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing.
Yes.
Therefore, choose life. Hallelujah. That both thou and thy seed may live.
Amen. I advise you to choose life, that you and your descendants, that you and your children, you will be able to live. What are we choosing today, my brother, my sister? What are we declaring? What are the kind of things we speak concerning our children? Others have already traveled throughout the whole year of 2018. And they are saying, oh, February, it is always a very difficult month for me. Oh, March, it is an awesome month because, you know, the greens are coming out. You know, everything is becoming beautiful out. So even my spirit is lifted up. Oh, May is not a very good month for me financially. It is a tough month. Oh, June. What are you declaring? What are you declaring? Is it because of the tough things that you are going through right now? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. The way you use your tongue, the way you speak concerning your children, that, oh, you. Amen. What are the things you are speaking concerning your children? When that report is coming back from the teachers and they are saying, oh, they are stubborn. And they are saying, oh, they are not doing well. What are you saying? Are you agreeing with them? To say, yes, I know even at home I've been struggling with this child. Or are you saying, my child is doing excellently well? I don't know what is the challenge here, but I know he is for greatness. I know he is for wonders. I know God has deposited the mighty things that he will be one of the generals in this nation. Wherever he will go, God will bless him. Wherever the soles of his feet or her feet will step, God will give him the land. He will be greater than me times 20 times 100 because God will bless him. God will bless him. What are the things you are declaring concerning your life? Whenever you receive that report, my brother, my sister, God is good and he is wonderful at all times. This God is good, oh. He is wonderful. He is good. His greatness is unsearchable. As we read in Isaiah chapter 40, 28. His greatness, we can't measure. We cannot compare him with any other. But what are the things we are declaring? That is the message today. What are the things you are declaring? Please, someone, if you have opened in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, please. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Proverbs 18:21, I read, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Mm. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Oh, this, my tongue, your tongue. Touch your tongue. Mm. Touch it. Speak to yourself. That tongue, you will speak good things. You will align to what God is saying. You will believe the report of the Lord in the name of Jesus. That was the testimony of King David. He said, right from my youthful age, you have taught me and I have known. When he was taught, he put everything into practice. It was not just, you know, it was not head knowledge. It was not head knowledge. Every time I pray, I say, God, please help me that I will not only have head knowledge. It's good to know. And, you know, to be able to speak, you know, to express things. But I say, God, help me that I'll be able to declare. I'll be able to put into practice the things you put in my head. The knowledge you deposit in my head. Help me, God, that I'll be able to express myself practically. Hallelujah. Where are we today? We see in Numbers chapters 13 and 14 where Moses sent out the spies to spy the land. And you know, on their coming back, there were 12 men who were sent. And out of the 12, when they returned back, 10, they said, indeed, they were now broadcasting. They were now proclaiming. They were now announcing to Moses what they had seen. And I want to read one of the places. Numbers chapter 13. In verse 27. The Bible says, and they told him and said, we came unto the land whither you sent us to, and surely it flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of the land. Nevertheless, the people that dwell there, they are strong, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we also saw, you see, they did not just stop about saying the people we saw there, they are, you know, strong, the cities, they are walled cities. He said they went a step further. They were now speaking in the opposite of what God had already told him. Because right from the time when they left Egypt, the Lord said, I will go before you and make every crooked path straight. That was the instruction. He said, I will destroy the Jebusites, the Hivites, the Amorites, the different nations that God mentioned there. These were some of them, the Amalekites. But they said, moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites, these were all the nations that God had already spoken, that I will go before you. I will give you the land. I will destroy all these nations. I will make an expressway for you. But they were saying, you know what? Even in our own sights, we are like grasshoppers. But in verse 30, the Bible says, and Caleb stood the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Hallelujah. I will jump because of time. I will go to chapter 14, verse 9. It says, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. This was Joshua and Caleb who was giving that report. Yes, they saw that there were giants. They saw that, yes, indeed, the land was beautiful. But the Lord had not promised them that they were not going to fight. The Lord had promised that indeed Canaan was the land flowing with milk and honey for them. But there were so many challenges on the way. My brother, my sister, in this life, it is a journey. But as we journey in this life, there are so many challenges in between. But one thing that you have been assured of the Lord, one thing that the Lord has assured me is victory. Amen. One thing that God has assured us is victory. Amen. So when that report is coming, do you dwell on it? On that negativity, and you keep on and you keep on and you keep on until that report becomes flesh? Until that report becomes depression? Until that report becomes so negative that you cannot even speak. You can't even forgive. Because all that you have been pondering upon is that, oh yes, this is what they did to me. Oh, after this, this is that. Oh, after this, you are talking to yourself, you know, in your mind. Huh? Oh yes, oh never, never, no chance, no chance. Yes, no chance. But you know what? You are destroying yourself. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Our portion will be, God is wonderful. I thank you, God, things have happened in a negative way, but I want to thank you that I forgive that sister. I want to thank you that I forgive that brother. And I want to thank you that, Lord, you said if the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. I thank you for the liberty that I have in you. I thank you for the freedom that I have in you. Lord, yes, things have happened, but I want to thank you that, Lord, I shake off the dust and I move on. Amen. In the name of Jesus. They said, we are well able to possess the land. And God has already given it unto us because their defense has departed. God is our defense. And were they not able to possess the land? Joshua and Caleb, they were among the young generation that entered Canaan. These guys were able, but the rest who said, oh, it's not possible. Why? Because life and death are in the power of the tongue. My brother, my sister, I'm not saying things don't happen in our life whereby you are forced to say, oh, it doesn't matter anymore. I'm giving up now. Oh, you know, sometimes it happens. But remember whose child you are. Always come back to your maker and say, God, I know. I feel so tired. I know this is what has happened. But Lord, I want to thank you that my victory is in you. I want to thank you that, Lord, you said, I will never fail nor forsake you. I bless your name that you are on my side. And he will continue to be on your side. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As I round up, can someone open Judges chapter 6? From verse 12 to 16, please.
Judges 6, 12 to
16.
16.
Yes, please.
The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, mighty hero, the Lord is with you.
Mm.
Sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?
Mm.
And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt?
Mm.
But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you. But Lord, Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family.
Yes.
The Lord said to him, I will be with you.
Yes.
And you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you very much. This was the life of Gideon, a mighty man of valor. God saw in him a mighty man of valor. But Gideon saw himself as the one who came from the poor lineage, the lineage that did not, in his eyes, it did not appeal to anything. But you know what? This God is wonderful. He kept on encouraging Gideon that you are a mighty man of valor. Go in this your might, and you will be able to destroy the Midianites. Anytime you will give an excuse, the Lord will say, go in this your might. Sometimes this wonderful God, he is so good. He continues to tune our minds, our thoughts into the right direction. That is what he was doing there with Gideon. He said, you are a mighty man of valor. The Lord is saying, you are a mighty woman of valor. The Lord is saying, you are a mighty man of valor. But what are you saying to yourself today? Indeed, when actually he came to a place where he said, yes, the Lord has said, I am a mighty man of valor. You know what? He was able to overcome the Midianites. In his own authority, in his own power, he said, yes. Now, you know, he did so many different signs, and then the Lord really will show up on his side. And he said, yes, Lord, I thank you now. I know you are on my side. And then he decided to gather 32,000 soldiers to go and fight the Midianites. The Bible says when you look in the valley, the Midianites, there were multitudes and multitudes of people, you know, with horses and chariots. So there were many of them. But the Lord said, you know what? 32,000 men are so many for me. For you, Gideon, to go and fight the multitudes and multitudes of the Midianites who were against Gideon. That's why he's a wonderful God. He does wondrous things. Out of the 32,000, the army of Gideon was reduced to 300 men. Those are the men that fought against the Midianites. Multitudes and multitudes. That had chariots, that had, you know, horses, that had all the armory you can think of. But because he is a wonderful God, he does wondrous things. Sometimes he blows our minds. He makes us to think, wow, 300 men. And that's what happened. May God help us to understand that he is on our side. May God help us to understand that he desires victory for us in the name of Jesus. In the book of Ruth, we see Naomi. She said, don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara for bitterness. Why? Because God has dealt with me bitterly. And I cannot be, you can't continue to call me Naomi. But you know what? There was someone that was with Naomi, that is Ruth. She saw something special in this woman. She saw a woman of faith. She saw a woman full of courage in all the things that had happened to her. There's something unique that Ruth saw in that woman. And she said, you know what? I'm not going to leave you. Where you will go, I will go. Where you will lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And you know what? She did not give up. Oprah, she decided to say, no. Me, honestly, definitely. Goodbye. Thank you very much. And she returned back to Moab. But Ruth continued with her. She went back to Bethlehem to Judah with Naomi. And you know what? God blessed them. Maybe today you are seeing yourself as the kind of bitterness, but there's something special in you. My sister this morning was saying that, you know, there came a time when Moses was so tired. And he requires someone to, you know, to come and help him to lift up the hands. And we see Aaron and Hur, they helped him to lift up his hands. There is someone around you who is seeing special things in your life. And they are saying, God, they are holding my hand. But you yourself, sometimes maybe you are seeing yourself as bitter. You are seeing yourself as nothing. You are seeing yourself, my brother, my sister. Let God help all of us. That we may fully understand that we are unique. We may fully understand that God has great things for us. He has prepared wonderful things for us. But are we declaring his wonderful deeds? Are we declaring his wonderful acts? We need to. That the Lord himself will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. We will rise up and we will pray. In Revelations chapter 12, in verse 11, the Bible says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They had a testimony. They had to speak. They had something to say. And the victory was given unto them. Let's lift up our voices right now. And ask the Lord that he will help us. Of everything that we will speak, may we choose life. Everything that we will say, it shall be to the glory of his name. We will declare his wonderful deeds. We will declare his wonderful acts in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, we say, yes, we overcome by the precious blood of Jesus. We say we overcome by the word of our testimony. My Lord, our testimony is that you are good. Our testimony is that, Lord, you do wondrous things. Our testimony is that you do not faint nor, oh my Lord, grow weary. But Lord, your understanding is unsearchable. Our testimony is that you will give us victory at all times. Our testimony is that, Lord, we receive healing, oh God, in places where there have been sickness. Our testimony is that we believe the report of the Lord. Our testimony is that concerning Joshua and Caleb, who wholly followed you, oh God, and you gave them a testimony. We pray by the power and the authority that is in your name that this is our testimony. In the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, we bless you. My Lord, my God, we worship you. Blessed be your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus. He does wondrous things because there is nothing that is too difficult for him. The things that are impossible with man are possible with God. He told Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, in verse 14, he said, there is nothing that is too hard for God. At the appointed time, I will return according to the time of life, and Sarah will have a son. The angel was very specific. In Jeremiah chapter 32, in verse 17, the Lord was speaking and Jeremiah was saying, oh Lord God, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. And there is nothing that is too hard for you. The Lord emphasized again unto Jeremiah in that very same chapter. He said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything that is too hard for me? Absolutely nothing. When the angel spoke unto Mary in Luke chapter 1, he said, look, with God there is nothing that is too hard. Your cousin Elizabeth, she is now 6 months pregnant. The one who was called barren, the one who is, you know, old in that age where everyone is looking around and are saying, this cannot happen. He said, now she's 6 months pregnant. Because with God, all things are possible. There is nothing, my brother, my sister, as we pray right now, just look at that circumstance. Just look at that situation right now you are going through. And you are saying, God, I have tried so many things, but Lord, it is not working. My brother, my sister, I say focus on the Lord right now. He's the one who is able to make a way for you. He said he would deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He has opened that door for you right now. Begin to thank him because he does wondrous things. Begin to thank him right now that there is nothing that is too hard for you, Lord. Begin to thank him right now that, yes, Lord, I see my victory coming. I see you, oh God, making a way for me right now. I receive that victory in the name of Jesus. I receive that breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, anyone among us right now, oh God, no matter what they are going through right now, Lord, you have, oh my Lord, reminded us, oh God, that Lord, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Lord, you say, choose life. We choose life right now this afternoon. And we look unto you for help right now, my Lord, my God, in that situation, oh God. Is it sickness? My Lord, my God, there is power to heal. There is power to heal in you. My Lord, my God, is it about the job? Lord, you are making a way. You are the one, oh God, who makes, oh my Lord, you sit up a king, you remove another. We pray right now that you are opening doors of favor in those areas. Lord, is it about our finances where, oh God, we are saying, Lord, how am I going to come to the end of February? Lord, do wonders. You are the God who do wondrous things. Let there be testimony in this house, oh God. That as I began to testify that God is good, as I began to declare of his mighty acts, I saw things turning around for my good. I saw things happening for me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your help. Thank you that we will continue to declare of your mighty acts. Thank you that we are not alone. You, the same God who helped King David, even in Psalm 71, you said, you have taught me from my tender age. And I have continued to declare of your mighty acts. Lord, you will help us to continue to declare of your wondrous works in the name of Jesus. We will not be weary in well-doing. We will not be tired. You will help us, oh God, to the very end. Of our own, we cannot do it. But we look unto you for help. Help us, oh God. Our hope and our trust is in you. We give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.